Welcome to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast, your go-to source for personal, professional, and organizational growth and development. We hope you tune in often for all things people management, organizational development and change, organizational leadership, and social impact related. Maximize your personal and organizational potential with Human Capital Innovations Podcast. Welcome to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. In this Forbes Feature HCI podcast episode, I explore the recent Forbes video, The Galactic Empire, Five Leadership Mistakes. Welcome back to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. It's great to be with you again today for the Forbes Feature HCI episode, where we'll be exploring the recent Forbes video, The Galactic Empire, Five Leadership Mistakes. You probably wouldn't want to work with Darth Vader or Emperor Palpatine. It's not just because they're villains, they've made some serious management blunders in ruling the Galactic Empire. In this brief video, they lay out five leadership mistakes, and I'll be discussing each of them with you today. Thanks for joining me, and I'll catch you on the flip side of this first clip.
There'll be no one to stop us this time.
Yes, sir.
The Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire!
Everything that has transpired has done so according to my design.
The first mistake is consolidating power in the Emperor and Darth Vader. The Galactic Empire was defeated by taking out two people as the Emperor seized more and more power. So some of the key takeaways from here is we need to distribute power beyond key people. We need to build out succession plans to prevent the need to recruit from rivals.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
The second mistake is ruling through fear. The Emperor's Iron Fist rule deprived Imperials from having a stake in the Empire. Key takeaways here are give employees a stake in your organization. Inspired people perform better and are more spirited than those who are afraid of their boss.
Apology accepted, Captain Nida.
Mistake number three is zero tolerance for failure. Imperials seemingly focused more on not getting force choked than on building a better empire. Obviously, that is a problem. Key takeaways here are don't just give orders, solicit and engage with feedback. Severe punishment of mistakes prevents employees from learning and from ongoing growth. I'm excited to announce the publication of my new book from HCI Press, The Alchemy of Truly Remarkable Leadership, Ordinary Everyday Actions That Produce Extraordinary Results. Consider how the nature of work has shifted over the past 50 years. With increased globalization, rapid technological advancement, and the shift in economic composition, the average job of today looks very different than the average job of 50 years ago. What will the jobs and organizations of tomorrow look like? Moreover, what does this all mean for organizational leaders? What are the core competencies and capabilities of organizations and their leadership that are prepared for continued disruption and geopolitical and socioeconomic shifts? Regardless of what the future holds, increasingly, leaders need to be socially minded, data-driven, decisive, champions of talent, and disruptors of the traditional notions of leadership, teams, organizations, and work. The alchemy of truly remarkable leadership will help you to explore your own leadership competencies and capabilities and consider ways to apply and implement them into your workplace and personal life.
Join me. Together, we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
The fourth mistake is single-minded obsession. The Emperor had only two clear goals: crush the Rebel Alliance and turn Luke Skywalker to the dark side. Key takeaways here include, while focus is okay, pursuit of worthwhile goals is critical. Be flexible and adapt to changing circumstances and develop multiple plans for achieving your goals.
The Death Star will be completed on schedule.
You've done well, Lord Vader.
The fifth mistake is failure to learn from mistakes. The Emperor doubled down on his mistakes. He built a second Death Star. Key takeaways here include, mistakes are inevitable, but we need to learn from them. Repeating mistakes will result in eventual failure.
You failed, Your Highness. I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
The bottom line here, by building a culture of dependence and fear, the Emperor set the stage for his own inevitable destruction. The truth is, there are so many different leadership and organizational mistakes made throughout the Star Wars movies, and the Emperor and the Empire just really step in it and make these mistakes over and over and over again. We could highlight many, many more. It's actually a lot of fun to go back and watch some of these pop culture types of movies that that resonated so heavily with everybody, and to go back and look at them through the lens of leadership and through the lens of organizational effectiveness. And clearly, there are just so many problems. I hope you had a little bit of fun just listening to these brief clips and learning some of these brief key insights. The truth is, there are so many things we can do each and every day within our own organizations to make sure that we are creating a dynamic and healthy place for people to work and to thrive. The opposite, really, of what the Emperor did and how the Empire was run through the Emperor and through Darth Vader. I hope that certainly we can all be much better bosses than Darth Vader or the Emperor, and hopefully we can run an organization where people will be excited to show up to work and to contribute, and that they know that their contributions will be valued and that they will have meaning and purpose in their work. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. I hope you stay healthy and safe, that you can find meaning and purpose at work each and every day, and I hope you have a great week. We are excited about the launch of HCI's new magazine, Human Capital Leadership. Human Capital Leadership is a free, interactive e-magazine designed to help individuals, leaders, and organizations find innovative approaches to maximize their human capital potential. we will be publishing issues quarterly in August, November, February, and May. Check out the first issue and let us know what you think. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. I hope you stay healthy and safe, and that you have a great week.